Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. The Preds in action tonight, taking on the St. Louis Blues at Bridgestone Arena. Puck drop 7 o'clock, pregame 6 o'clock here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We just went through the standings, a big one tonight for the Nashville Predators. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5, The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators head coach Andrew Burnett. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Good.
Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Andrew, I have to imagine, I mean, we were talking about, you know, just this time of year, the intensity ramping up, all the work that goes into training camp and getting through a season and games like tonight, big matchups at home late in the year. Got to be what part of what makes this so much fun to coach and so much fun to play.
Well, I think it's just such an exciting time of year. You put work in all year to get to this point of the season where you're playing for everything. You know, basically we've been doing it for 2 months, but every night it's a different challenge. Tonight's a huge challenge of the team that kind of chasing us right now, and you're at home, and it's the best time of year to play hockey. I think if you ask any hockey player that's played, there's no better time to play than April.
Is this a find something out about some of these guys, in particular the young guys, night for you, Andrew?
No, I think just keep doing what we're doing. I think we've played the process that we've gone through has been outstanding through this whole stretch. And we didn't get the results the last couple of games, but we put the work in. We had guys that step up every night. That things just didn't go our way the last couple. So I think if we stick to what we do, stick to our identity, stick to our kind of a relentless style of play that we've carried on here for 2 months, it's all I'm looking for.
Andrew, you mentioned the power play the other night and how you want to see it be a little quicker out there. I think slow was the term you used the other night and through different points of the season here. When you're evaluating that, or is it foot speed? Is it decisions with the puck? Is it a combination of the two? What specifically are you looking for to get faster and improve on the power play?
Well, I think the puck moves faster than we do, and I just think we're not moving fast enough. Not anything to do with foot speed or skating. Just I think a little more urgency in how we move the puck. I think we get a little stagnant, a little slow with it, looking for a better play. Those little things. And I think every power play goes through it. I don't know one that hasn't, you know, over the course of being around hockey as long as I had. And we do have that urgency and that desperation. I think I brought up the Vegas game and some of the big games down the stretch when we're down a goal or we need a goal. We have that button, that little button that we press and that we play with that pace and that desperation. And right now we're a little bit we're having a little hard time setting up. I'm not sure if we're working quite hard enough on the power play. I think we're looking for easier ice. And two, the puck's not moving fast enough. And that's an easy power play to check. And we've had played against some really good PK teams the last few, and they made it really difficult and uncomfortable for us. And we just got to get back to playing with a little bit more pace.
What about like the balance on that of, you know, trying to make that last great pass, but or just get it up on the net, you know, and create something out of that? Like, how does that factor into how you look at the power play?
Yeah, I think if if you attack and you get yourself into a position where not just shooting, but, you know, delivering pucks to the net with numbers, and then you break them down, and that's when you're going to get your pretty seams and those pretty plays. I think right now we're looking for the pretty play instead of this just, let's deliver a few pucks. Let's try to, you know, I wouldn't say crash the net, but make plays around the net, force the PK to defend a little bit more, and then they get out in scramble mode, and that's when you're going to open up things, and that's where your skill kind of takes over. We're kind of skilling it ahead of you know, really putting the lunch, you know, the work boots on and attack the net and re-attack when we get it back.
Predators head coach Andrew Burnett with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Andrew, and we've talked about the run that Yossi's been on. The numbers have been outstanding in the second half of the year. From your vantage point, specifically when he's paired with McDonough, and we know how reliable McDonough is in his own end, how much do you think that frees up Yossi to attack offensively, knowing that he's got McDonough behind him when those two are together?
Yeah, I think they enjoy playing with each other, and they got good chemistry when they play. And I think with Yossi, it gives them a little bit more freedom to roam a bit, obviously with McDonough, not just his defensive ability and mindset, but his skating ability to close people like you saw last game, closed on Heinen on a breakaway, which was an unbelievable skating effort. So it gives Yossi, and then Yossi gets a little bit on his one-timer side. I think that opens the ice up for him a little bit on the right side. You know, a lot of times he's on the left, you know, with different pairings, and he seems to enjoy that. I think he likes, you know, going down the wall on his backhand, and he's so good at it. So I think that those couple little things, for me, it makes it work. But I think the biggest thing is, again, the chemistry they have between each other. I think they enjoy playing with each other, and it shows.
Andrew, you mentioned the hockey gods the other night, which I think of this stuff a lot. Like, the team's going well, and, you know, it's amazing how things start working out for you. You do the work to get to rolling as a team, and then things start working out. And then, whatever, bad night, bad break, and sometimes it starts going the other way. How much do you, I guess, believe in that? How much have you seen that in this league as a player and coach in terms of, you know, just momentum and how it seems to dictate luck at times?
Yeah, exactly. It's a phenomenon. I think I've seen it, you know, forever, especially you say the word momentum. I mean, I think that's something that when you have it, you want to keep it. And when you don't have it, you desperately want to get it back. And, you know, I think we lost a little bit in different times for the last couple games. So, and we had it going for a long time. So we got it forces, I think you can, you know, and, you know, saying hockey gods very loosely, but it forces you to really consider, okay, if it's not going, we got to put more work in. You know, maybe there's a little bit an extra gear or an extra percentage we can put into the work. And if we continue to do the work, things will turn, and they always do. And I think that's been the belief in our group. And, you know, tonight's a great opportunity to switch the momentum around again.
Andrew, obviously you guys have gotten healthy on the back end here. How important not only is the depth in terms of the quantity of defensemen that you have, but also the different skill sets that they bring to the table, be that skating, be that physical play. It seems like you've got different options that you can go with on a nightly basis, which I'm sure makes those decisions tough.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's never the worst job of coaching is telling a player he can't play. You know, I think, but in saying that, the depth we have some, you know, because we went through some injuries here the last 2 weeks or so, and we plugged guys in, and they all contributed in their own way. They all have different skill sets. They all bring something a little different to the group. But we have some veteran guys that aren't in that know how to play, and we get in situations we need them. We're going to need them down the stretch here. And like I said, it's tough to make tough decisions, but tough decisions are, you know, it's a good thing too sometimes.
With Forsberg not practicing, Andrew, is it fair to say basically he's just got a nagging thing that, like, you would have to just completely stop playing for a minute to deal with? And I guess if you do get to the point where you're in good position here late season, would that be something you would consider?
I think it's very manageable. It's just kind of irritated, so I think it's something that it might take a whole off season to kind of let go of, but it's nothing that it forces him from day to day not playing. I mean, he could practice with it, but I don't think it's really going to help him out. It's just an irritating thing right now. So it's nothing at all major. I don't think missing one game or two games is going to make a big difference.
What are you seeing right now from Novak, Evangelista, Jankowski, that line specifically? It feels like, Andrew, they've reached a level here just from the outside looking in where they're generating and creating chances on a nightly basis. How important has that been for your group? Will that be for your group down the stretch?
Well, I think it's crucial. I think we rely on them, you know, so much for the offensive part. And if you look through the stretch of that stretch we had of 18 or whatever how many games it was, they were a big driving force of that secondary kind of offense. And we know what we're going to get usually with Phil and Factor and Gus's line night in, night out. And we know what we're kind of getting with the other lines. And they're their line that kind of stirs the drink offensively for us. And if they're going and they're creating every night, we're in a pretty good spot. Because I think the way we play, that we're going to be in games, we're going to put ourselves in positions of games like the other night where we just need one play, and they're capable of making that one play, and they've contributed, and they're playing their best hockey this time of year, and we're looking forward to down the stretch here that, yeah, they're going to be important.
Do you privately look around, Andrew, and think about what possible matchups could be ahead in the postseason? I'm not expecting you to say it. I mean, you can say it to us if you'd like to. If you want to rank your favorites, you know, here. But like, do you let yourself even think about that right now, or just,
not a chance?
Not at
not
all.
Not a chance. No. I think, yeah, not a chance. I just got to get in. And I think we've done a good job of just playing the team that's in front of us today through that stretch. And I think that was good for us. It was a good learning experience. that we don't look too far ahead. We don't look too, you know, anything behind. We just play what we got in front of us. And it's going to be a great challenge tonight against a very desperate team. And we have to match their desperation level. And we have to outwill them tonight if we want to win.
Well, Andrew, you've been around this game for a long time. It's not, you said, you know, just have to get into the playoffs, which is absolutely true in playoffs. We've seen it time and time again. Anything can happen. That's not really the case in every sport. Why do you think in hockey it's so, like, the margin of difference between teams is so razor thin?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, I mean, I mean, obviously the parity in our league, night in and night out, I think it's a hard, hard lead to win in. And I think, you know, half the teams make it only. You know, I think 16 of the 32 make it. So it tells you 16 really good teams. And I think home ice advantage in the playoffs is, you know, doesn't always suit you the best. I think it adds a little pressure. So I think you see some upsets and some teams go in and put other really good teams on their heels. But I think what really sticks out is just the parity in our league. I think it's the hardest league in the world to win, you know, in a regular season game. In particularly, and playoffs makes it even extra hard. Especially that first round. I don't know if there's better theater in any sport than the first round of the NHL playoffs.
Mentioned home ice advantage. I know this year you've tried to figure out, you know, you guys are playing better on the road than at home for a stretch, but it's gotten a lot better at home, and it feels like the crowds have really started to respond to how you guys have been playing. How have you, I guess, seen that change, both in terms of the building getting louder and also your performance there?
Yeah, I think at times early, and maybe, again, I kind of said it might be my, you know, a little bit my fault, where put a little bit too much pressure to get the crowd going, to play well, instead of just worrying about our game. And we kind of found our game, and the crowd will come. And we've noticed that the last, you know, month or 2 months of the season, where it seems like every night is getting louder and louder, and it was so exciting. The other night, it was too bad, but a little bit of letdown there with 5 minutes left, but it was pretty electric again. And that's the crowd that I, you know, you remember, that's their home ice advantage that the Predators have had for years and years, from day one when I was here to coming in here as a visiting coach, a visiting player. When this building gets going, the excitement level gets going, the bench is shaking, the ice feels like it's shaking. I don't know if there's a better home ice in the league. So we can't rely on them. Obviously, we have to play better, and then they'll give us the boost, and we've done that of late.
Well, Andrew, it should be a really fun one tonight. Appreciate so much you taking time to be with us this morning, and good luck tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Thanks, Predators Andrew. Head coach Andrew Burnett, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road. We'll do that next. We'll take your thoughts on what Andrew Burnett had to say on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. All that coming up, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.